They shoot the white girl first. With the rest, they can take their time. No need to hurry out here. They're 17 miles from a town which has 90 miles between it and any other. Hiding places will be plentiful in the convent. But there's time, and the day has just begun. They are 9, over twice the number of the women they are obliged to stampede or kill. And they have the paraphernalia for either requirement. Rope, a palm leaf cross, handcuffs, mace, and sunglasses, along with clean, handsome guns. They have never been this deep in the convent. Some of them have parked Chevrolets near its porch to pick up a string of peppers, or have gone into the kitchen for a gallon of barbecue sauce. But only a few have seen the halls, the chapel, the schoolroom, the bedrooms. Now they all will. And at last, they will see the cellar and expose its filth to the light that is soon to scour the Oklahoma sky. Meantime, they are startled by the clothes they are wearing, suddenly aware of being ill-dressed. For at the dawn of a July day, how could they have guessed the cold that is inside this place? Their t-shirts, work shirts, and dashikis soak up cold like fever. Those who have worn work shoes are unnerved by the thunder of their steps on marble floors. Those in prokeds by the silence. Then there is the grandeur. Only the two who are wearing ties seem to belong here, and one by one each is reminded that before it was a convent, this house was an